They're not saying much here. So. Okay.
Is the microphone on?
Yeah, everything's on. Everything's working. Hi, Tesha.
Are we ready? You ready, Brandon?
Brandon's.
Which camera are we using? The one on the computer? You should
mostly look here.
Yeah,
this
you can
is
just
the
look
one I'll send to them. And you're really talking to Sean, so. Okay. Really, Sean.
All right, before you ask questions, it's frustrating being close. I mean, that was a great college football game. It's exactly what I said it was going to be Monday, and it came down to probably four plays. They caused the two turnovers and then the two long runs where we have them in the backfield. The first one wrapped up in the backfield, and we don't get a pursuit there. And then the second one on the crossing route, give them credit for making a few blocks, but then our tackling was atrocious today. I mean, that hadn't been an issue for us, bad tackling, and I thought the tackling wasn't very good, which led to them having opportunities. They're really good on defense. They're good up front. They banged up Dylan a little bit. We had a hard time protecting when they were sending 6 and 7. And so our best chance to be successful was to give Devin an opportunity in the second half. Dylan got banged up a little bit, could have went back in after about two series, but Devin had some success and gave us an opportunity. I mean, that's the same team that had Texas 10-10 in the third and came back on Texas Tech, and we have a one possession game. If we get the onside, we have a chance with those big plays. So very disappointing. But the next seven are going to be the exact same way. And we got to find a way to make the turnovers and not give up the big plays to have a chance to win.
Offensively, I mean, that first drive was more or less immaculate. I mean, Dylan was like 5 for 5. You guys were running the ball great, blocking, Dylan had time. And then, you know, Jay Hicks in the end zone. And then all of a sudden, there's that block defensive PAT, just a really rare play with schools. What was kind of the mood on the sideline, and what was kind of the reaction there?
Yeah, that changed some of the momentum, and it had us chasing points. I mean, it should have been a tie ball game, and then they're up 9-6, and then 12-9. We had an opportunity. I mean, that should be 10-10 instead of 12-9. Later in the game, I mean, it's a 10-point lead. It should have been a touchdown lead, so that killed momentum. Those are plays that changed scenarios significantly. They got up the middle. It was a little bit of a low kick, I think, but we'll watch on tape. And, I mean, it changed the momentum of that. I mean, you go from a great drive with all the momentum, and then they get 2 points, and the sideline changed a little bit. The crowd got back into it. We went out and got a stop on defense, and then they got a stop on offense, and it was kind of back and forth. The first half was very similar. Both teams were very similar. We made plays. They made two more turnovers and didn't give up the long ones for touchdowns. That was the difference.
It wasn't an insane day for him on the ground, but, I mean, you mentioned earlier in the week, you know, Andrew Peasley, we have to contain the quarterback. I mean, did you feel that was...
It wasn't the contain problem. It was him getting out of tackles. We should have 3 or 4 sacks where we got him wrapped up, and he's able to escape and make plays. He didn't get long gains, but it changed momentum and it changed down to distances. It's a lot easier to call defenses and do some things when it's 3rd and 13 as opposed to 3rd and 4. Now, we were really good getting off the field on 3rd downs where they ended up 2 of 11. But it's the long plays, bad tackling on the long plays, and that was the difference in the game.
You felt bad tackling on that one Whaley run in the third quarter, and then that Asante run.
Both of them. Whaley, we have a stunt up the middle, and we have him wrapped up in the backfield, and I don't know how he came out of it. And our pursuit to the side obviously went inside, and they got us edged, and then we had two guys miss on the sideline that all they had to do was knock him out. Because they had trouble sustaining drives. I mean, much like the one Tavian on the long run that he popped, Tavian Combs did a great job of catching up to him and tackling him at the ankle. We hold him to a field goal. It kept us in the game. It kept it a 13-point game. And then we go down and score to make it a 6-point game. If we could have knocked him out on the sideline and hold him to another field goal, it's a 6-point game until the very end. It's not a two-possession game. If we come up with the onside kick where it was laying around on our guys, and don't get a silly penalty trying to dive in there. I mean, I get you're trying to get the ball, but we got to understand what the scenario is, because we stop them. They kick a long field goal, or they miss a long field goal as opposed to a chip shot, and all of a sudden it's a one possession game. I mean, we got to clean those up.
Tyler was, I mean, you know, just as anybody could expect. I mean, he was frustrated after. He's like, we feel like we are so close.
We are close.
We are just a couple. I mean,
we're 3 plays away from winning a football game against a solid football team. We're making progress. We're getting better as a football team, but it's not good enough to win games. And the only reason you do this is to win games. So they should be hurt. They are hurt. It's a very hurt locker room. I still have all the confidence in the world in this team. We're going to have 7 games. They're going to be just like that. We've got to find a way to, one, we get 2 weeks right now with the bye week to hone in some tackling stuff. And it's going to be a happy medium because we got a lot of guys in there that are beat up because of the way we play, which is the way it's supposed to be. So we'll have 2 weeks to get ready for San Jose State, and then 2 weeks to get ready for the next seven, which they're going to be just like today. Everybody in our league is very similar. Like I said earlier in the week, I think Fresno and Air Force are trying to separate themselves from the pack. I think Wyoming's good enough to compete for a championship in this league. They're good enough on defense. Obviously, they made enough plays on offense today. They made enough plays against Texas Tech. They made enough plays against Texas to be 10-10 in the third quarter. It's a really good football team. That's how close we are to being a good football team, but close doesn't count. So,
I was getting texts. I've seen things on social media that, I mean, if you've been around UNM football since spring, since the fall, been to practices, everybody knows Devin Dampier. I mean, a ton of talent, can be that guy. And people were like, this guy's incredible because he kind of popped out like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, for you, was there anything that even surprised you that he kind of did and how he kind of, the success that he kind of found, particularly against his defense?
No. I mean, they're Devin's really talented. We figured that was our opportunity, and Coach Vincent's obviously very smart, and figured that was our opportunity to, in a situation where it became a two-possession game, to get us back into it. Obviously, Dev's a true freshman, and so there was a couple different things in there, and then our sense of urgency when we're down by two possessions. That's a true freshman playing in his first real football game where it mattered, and I thought he did an unbelievable job. Devin has an unbelievable future, and we're going to need to find a way to keep him around here. And I hope everybody in Albuquerque is listening to that because obviously he showed what he can do today. And he creates problems for defenses. And then that ball that he put on Jeremiah was a laser. So he's got some tangibles that make him very special.
He had the split across his nose and apparently had blood gushing. Did you see that in the sideline?
I did. He had a little cut across the bridge of his nose. I mean, that's football. A lot of our guys had cuts. Dylan played unbelievable in the first half. Got banged up. We've got some depth in those positions. That goes to recruiting. I mean, Devin should have been recruited by a lot of people. Devin's a Lobo. And Devin, there's relationships that help things, and I think Devin is where he needs to be, and Devin can get to the NFL and do all those things. I mean, he's talented enough. Do it right here.
And then Dylan, I don't remember if you said it earlier. Was it like a leg injury or like?
They got banged up. I mean, we were having a hard time protecting a couple of their. I mean, they were blitzing 6 and 7 at times. He threw one right on the money. We didn't catch. He got waylaid on the two that caused fumble. So we had to make a decision what was going to give us the best chance to be successful. Keep beating your head against the wall and getting the same result, or do something different. Dylan will be fine for San Jose State. He could have come back in probably two series after that, and we were having some success with what Devin was doing, so that was the decision to give us the best chance to compete and have a chance to win the game.
What will this bye week look like in particular for you guys?
We'll practice. We'll do some speed against each other, ones and ones. Obviously, we'll do some tackling stuff and angle stuff to make sure we alleviate that problem, which has not been a problem around here. So I'll get on the plane, and we'll watch the tape and see what those issues were. And then we will also focus towards San Jose State, so we get a couple extra practices for them. Because you can't, there's nothing on the future. Our next opportunity is San Jose State in 2 weeks at home.
I mean, everybody's talking about how close it is, and that, like, I mean, it's, I think it's a 13th straight conference loss. I mean, for you in particular, I mean, just what is this like?
Close sucks. Excuse my language. We're a close football team. You do this to win games. There's not moral victories in being close. We're making progress as a football team, and I think we got a chance to be a good football team. That's a damn good football team on the other sideline. And we went toe-to-toe for four quarters. They made four more plays than we did. We got to find a way to make those four plays.
Anything else?
Thanks. Right. Go Lobos.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it.
Yep.